Welcome to Morgan Lewis Podcast Central, Dateline, July 8th, 2015. This is a podcast production of Morgan Lewis's Labor and Employment Law Flash. NLRB limits confidentiality in workplace investigations. In two decisions issued on June 26th, the National Labor Relations Board overruled its longstanding precedent holding that employers may withhold witness statements from requesting unions and further held that general policies requiring employee confidentiality in all company investigations are unlawful. Now, on to the podcast. For more than 35 years since Anheuser-Busch Inc., 237 NLRB 982, 1978, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, has held that the general duty of an employer to furnish information to a requesting union does not encompass the duty to produce confidential witness statements. In Anheuser-Busch, the NLRB held that witness statements are fundamentally different from other types of information sought by a union, and that their release carried a special risk of potential witness intimidation, as well as the possibility that witnesses would be reluctant to give statements without assurances that they would be kept confidential. For all other information, including requests for names of witnesses, the NLRB has historically applied the balancing test enunciated in Detroit Edison v. NLRB 440 U.S. 301, 1979, to determine whether the information sought must be provided notwithstanding an employer's confidentiality concerns. The Piedmont Gardens Decision. In American Baptist Homes of the West, doing business as Piedmont Gardens, 362 NLRB No. 139, June 26, 2015, the NLRB rejected its long-standing precedent and held that an employer's ability to withhold confidential witness statements will depend on the Detroit Edison balancing test. Under Detroit Edison, assuming the requested information is relevant, the initial burden is on the employer to establish a legitimate and substantial confidentiality interest with respect to the witness statements by showing that the witness or witnesses needs protection, evidence is in danger of being destroyed, testimony is in danger of being fabricated, or there is need to prevent a cover-up. If the employer is able to make such a showing, the board then weighs the employer's interest in confidentiality against the union's need for the information. The employer may not flatly refuse to provide information that is shown to be confidential, but must seek an accommodation from the union that would allow the union to obtain the information it needs while protecting the employer's interest in confidentiality. The NLRB's decision in Piedmont Gardens will be applied prospectively. In applying the Detroit Edison analysis to the names and job titles of witnesses, the NLRB in Piedmont Gardens made it clear that an employer's burden cannot be established by a general interest in maintaining the confidentiality of company investigations, or avoid harassment and intimidation of employees based on their statements, or by demonstrating that a union could easily obtain the requested information from another source. In Piedmont Gardens, the employer made each of these arguments with respect to the confidentiality of the names and job titles of witnesses, and each argument was rejected by the NLRB. The NLRB reasoned that, one, an employer's policy of ensuring confidentiality of witnesses was, by itself, insufficient to establish its confidentiality interest. Two, there must be a factual basis to support a concern about witness harassment and intimidation. And three, the availability of the requested information from other sources did not excuse the employer's obligation to provide such information. The NLRB noted that its decision in Piedmont Gardens does not impact the work product doctrine, which may still be raised to object to a union's request for witness statements where such witness statements were obtained in anticipation of litigation or for trial. The Banner Health Decision. On the same day that the NLRB issued Piedmont Gardens, it issued a second decision impacting an employer's ability to maintain confidentiality in investigations. Banner Health System, doing business as Banner Estrella Medical Center, 362 NLRB No. 137, June 26, 2015. In Banner Health, the NLRB reconsidered and confirmed an earlier decision of the improperly constituted NLRB in the same case reported at 358 NLRB No. 93. The recently issued Banner Health decision holds that a general employer policy requiring confidentiality in investigations will be found to unlawfully interfere with employees' Section 7 rights to discuss discipline or ongoing disciplinary investigations involving themselves or their coworkers. An employer may require confidentiality in an ongoing investigation on a case-by-case basis where the employer is able to demonstrate that corruption of an investigation would likely occur without confidentiality. Potential corruption includes cases in which 1. Witnesses need protection, 2. Evidence is in danger of being destroyed, 3. Testimony is in danger of being fabricated, or 4. There is a need to prevent a cover-up. Practical implications. Employers that have union-represented employees will need to decide how workplace investigations will be conducted in light of Piedmont Gardens. The NLRB's decision in Banner Health will affect the ability of all employers covered by the National Labor Relations Act, whether their employees are represented by a union or not, to maintain confidentiality in workplace investigations. The need for confidentiality in an investigation must be determined on a case-by-case basis. In an investigation involving union-represented employees, witnesses can no longer be assured that their statements will not be disclosed to the union. This may, of course, diminish employees' willingness to disclose information during an investigation. Employers can still inform employees that their witness statements will be treated as confidential on a case-by-case basis, consistent with Banner Health. But the designation of a witness statement as confidential will not necessarily prevent its disclosure to the union. When faced with a request from a union for witness statements that are relevant to a grievance or an issue of employee discipline, the confidentiality of witnesses' statements must be balanced against a union's need for the information on a case-by-case basis. Possible accommodations could include redacting the witness names from statements or producing a list of witness names with a summary of the information obtained without attributing the information to any particular witness. Whether a particular accommodation is appropriate will depend on the facts and circumstances of each given case, and, ultimately, the proposed accommodation will be subject to good faith negotiation with the union. If you have any questions or would like more information on the topics addressed in this podcast, please contact a Morgan Lewis attorney at morganlewis.com. This podcast is provided as a general informational service to clients and friends of Morgan Lewis & Bockius, LLP. It should not be construed as and does not constitute legal advice on any specific matter, nor does this message create an attorney-client relationship. These materials may be considered attorney advertising in some states. Please note that any prior results discussed in the material do not guarantee similar outcomes. Read more about Morgan Lewis and its market-leading labor and employment practice at morganlewis.com/labor.